Texte numéro 77. Rise of hashtag MeTooBots. Scientists develop AI to detect harassment in emails. Artificial intelligence programmers are developing bots that can identify digital bullying and sexual harassment. Known as hashtag MeTooBots, the bots can monitor and flag communications between colleagues and are being introduced by companies around the world. Bot makers say it is not easy to teach computers what harassment looks like, with its linguistic subtleties and grey lines. Jay Lieb, the chief executive of the Chicago-based AI firm NexLP, said, "It comes in so many different ways. It might be 15 messages. It could be racy photos." Nex's AI platform is used by more than 50 corporate clients, including law firms in London. The industry is a potentially fertile ground for the bots. A third of female lawyers in Britain report having experienced sexual harassment. The bot uses an algorithm trained to identify potential bullying, including sexual harassment, in company documents, emails, and chat. Data is analysed for various indicators that determine how likely it is to be a problem, with anything the AI reads as being potentially problematic, then sent to a lawyer or HR manager to investigate. Exactly what indicators are deemed red flags remains a company secret, but Lieb said the bot looked for anomalies in the language, frequency, or timing of communication patterns across weeks, while constantly learning how to spot harassment. Professor Brian Subirana, a lecturer in AI at Harvard and MIT, said the idea of using AI to root out harassment was promising, though the bot's capabilities were limited. "There's a type of harassment that is very subtle and very hard to pick up. We have these training courses about harassment at Harvard, and it requires the type of understanding that AI is not yet capable of," he said. The underlying issue is that AI can only reliably conduct basic story analysis, meaning it is taught to look for specific triggers. It cannot go beyond that parameter and cannot pick up on broader cultural or unique interpersonal dynamics. This means the bots risk leaving gaps or proving oversensitive. Subirana added that if employees' correspondence gets flagged, it can create a climate of distrust. Alternatively, offenders could resort to other mediums of communication that are not monitored by the bots. A further concern is protecting the confidentiality of the data that is collected. Subirana said if the software made a mistake and the data was leaked, internal communications between employees could be seen by rival companies. He's not the only sceptic. Sam Smethers, the chief executive of a women's rights NGO, pointed out there could be unforeseen consequences. "It has implications for the privacy of staff and could be abused," she added. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2020.